Vav Metzia, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. We're continuing the Dine Shmira that we had in the last Perek. The Loshon of the Mishnah Legabi Shoyel is that he's Mishalem Es HaKoyel. Asher Bechinam is Nishba Al HaKoyel, because he could get out of paying under any circumstance. As long as he's Nishba that he wasn't Peshea, then he's Potter. A Shoyel, on the other hand, is always Chayel. However, there is a Ptur that a Shoyel has, which was not elaborated on. That's the subject now of our Mishnah. HaShoyel Es HaPoro V'Shol Be'oleo Imo. Reuven borrows from Shimon a cow. Instead of just taking the cow home, working with it, and returning it to Shimon the next day, the owner of the cow is also on some type of terms of employment together with the shoyl. This is called ba'ol of ima, or socha ba'ole of ima, or either the owner of the cow is doing a favor, he's coming to his next door neighbor's field and he's working with the animal, or he rented himself out, he's working for pay, and he brought along his animal, which he's not charging extra for. He's a shoyl. Shimon is a shoyl from Reuven on the cow, but he's a soicher, he's a masker on the baal haporah. Shoyl as a bailim, or is choron lachach shoyl as a porah v'meso, potter. A third case would be he had the owner of the cow working for him on some type of capacity, either b'she'el or b'schirus, and then afterwards he borrowed from him the cow, so you could say the cow, he's a shoyl, he's chayiv. No. The cow goes under the same heading as with the Bailam, and Vaiter, it's a Ptur of Shoal or Imoy. V'meisa, Potter, Shenemar in Ba'ol of Imoy, Lo Yishalim. If the Baal HaChefetz is together with the animal, then that does not have the relationship of a Shoal. There are no Chiyuvim. However, the Mishnah says that there's one rule. Avo Shoal, as a Parah V'achachach Shoal, as a Bailam. First, the Sheel on the Parah was there. And the she'elo is a chalois she'elo hamuchayeves, because he borrowed, Shimon borrowed the cow from Reuven without the bowl of Imoy. And then afterwards, she'el es habaylam v'sochim v'meiso. Then the aloch is chayiv, she'nemar bowl of Imoy, bowl of ein Imoy shalim yishalim. It has to be b'shas she'elo. What defines the bowl of Imoy as that there's no mechayiv is when it's b'shas the she'elah. So over here, the she'elah was created, and it was a dov ha'mechayevis, so he's chayev. Now let's just elaborate on a few points over here in this din. First of all, this that we're saying that a ba'ol of imoy, which even though the Torah says it by she'elah, the chiddush is by she'elah, because she'elah is always chayev, like we said. He's chayev on every chiyuv, and ba'ol of imoy not. So clearly over here, the lumdus of Ba'ol of Imoy is not that he's less at fault. Because even if there's a no fault, even if he's a total oinus, a she'elah is chayiv. So clearly the mechayiv is something else. Perhaps it's exes hakos, we might define it as such. What we would say is that the reason why a she'elah is chayiv on oinsim, again, it's exes hakos, but the understanding is that a she'elah is totally chayiv because he's not just watching it for the Bailam. He completely has his stampshus, a Kenyan she'elo, he has complete his stampshus in the chayfetz, but even where it's almost, as far as the stampshus right now is concerned, it's almost removed from the Rishus HaBailam, and he was moitzied from the Bailam, he's holding on to it. We might even compare this to the Chiyav Oinsim that there is by Gazlan and Ganav. A Gazlan steals the chayfetz. The pshat is, since he was moitzi the chayfetz and Rishus of the Bailam, the being moitzi it is mechayev him. If it was a man, if he was nenas afterwards, that's not the point. The point is that he removed it from the Bailam's Rishus, that makes him chayev. A shoyl b'midu musuyamis, of course, in quotes, is also called that he removed it from the Rishus of the Bailam. However, if the Bailam comes along with it, there we would not see it as completely removed from the Rishus of the Bailam, and over there he'd be chayev. That would be l'chor, the logical way of understanding the gedder. So g'zez ha'kosu, we wouldn't say by ourselves, but that l'chor is the gedder advar. However, l'chor yesh mokum lodun, is this only apply to chiyuve oinsim, g'neva v'aveda? What about pshia? What about if a ba'olov imoy is a poshea? See, here actually we have a machloikus amiroim, on the Tzadikei, and Lemaisa, the Psak of the Rishonim, and this is the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam and Tosfos Pasuk in this way, is that the Ptur of Ba'ol of Imoy includes Pshia. Now, we might ask ourselves, Pshia is not the regular mechayev. Pshia, the mechayev is in the context of a shomer, he's like sort of being mazik. The evidence to that will bring is the Rambam shita is that even though there is no dinim of she'ela on karka, the regular dinim of gnev of aved the oynis can't be on karka, but pshia there will be. The pshat is because the pshia in the context of you of Shimon accepting achrayis and Reuven's chayfitz, being pshia is a mazik, a ganav sort of on the chayfitz. So why shouldn't that be true over here also? You have to say the ba'ol of imoy is completely mafkia the shame shmira. Not only legabi she'ela, not only legabi the totality of a shoyel that's chayv on einsim, but completely it's mafkia the shame shame. Mele there's no chayv on pshia either. However, this can't be 100% the definition that there is no shame shomer at all by shmir bebailim, because lemaisa the rishonim say it's kemat muchach in gemaras that even a shomer bebailim has a chiyuv shlichus yad. Obviously, this won't apply by a shoyel because by a shoyel he's allowed to use it. We're talking by a shomer chinim or a shomer socha and the ba'ol of imoy in some capacity. The halacha is also, the din of Shmir Bebailim is not only a p'tur by Shoyal, it's a p'tur in Shem Echinam and Shem Esocha and Ois Esocha. And the halacha is, l'maisa, the way the Rishonim understand, is that a chi of Shlichus Yad there will be. What do you have to say? That Shlichus Yad is a form of Geneva in the context of a Shomer. The context of Shomer does exist by Shmir Bebailim. So the framework of Shmir exists enough to define a maisa of Shlichus Yad as a maisa Geneva, but it will not define a ma'aseh pshia, which is in the context of you didn't watch it, that's why it's a ma'aseh gneiva. There's no chiyuvim to watch it. There might be a shame shamer in terms of responsibility. It's a difficult hagdara and needs work. Some type of shame shamer there is, achapanim v'shlichus yad, chiyuve shmira, there isn't to be mechayev on pshia. Certainly on gneiva v'aved v'oynis, there won't be a mechayev. That's the din over here in the Mishnah. One point that's not 100% resolved with this Hagdara, as difficult as it is, there's another point that would need Iyun. Reuven was Mashal Apara to Shimon. Ubalavima, he's working for Shimon as well. Now the behemoth goes missing. The behemoth is lost. Reuven approaches Shimon at the end of the week, at the end of the term of employment, the term of lending the behemoth, or renting the behemoth, and he says, where's my behemoth? He says, the behemoth fell off a cliff. Now, the basic entry-level Shavuos HaShomrim is not legabe pshia and shlichus yad. The basic Shavuos HaShomrim, that a person's mechuyev, and if he doesn't make that shvu, he'll be chayv to pay, is that I don't have it anymore, that it died. What about that, legabe shmir bebailim? Do we say that he has enough of a shame shomer that al kaponim, he does have to back himself up? The fact that the animal's not around anymore, he has to back up with a shvu? Because why not? The drora is there. I gave you a behemoth last week. Where is it? Why don't you return it? He says, no, it fell off a cliff. So he says, it won't be chayiv on the pshia. He won't be chayiv on the gnev aved and oynis, but he's mechuyev at least to back up with the shvua that he doesn't have it. Makes sense. On the other hand, maybe not. Maybe shvua is a chiyuv of a shomer. And a shomer that's ba'ol avim doesn't have chiyuv. He doesn't even have a chiyuv pshia. So maybe he doesn't have a chiyuv shvua either. This will leave unresolved. The Achreinim discusses Sashach very barichus and Simsamach Vov with a Ktsois and Nesivis in the dinim of Shmir and Reish Tzadik Aleph. Mishnah Beis. We're going to learn now Mishnah that even though ostensibly it's dealing with the dinim of Shmira, but the Mishnah is really only using the context of Sveikis in Chiyuve Shmira to elaborate on some of the themes, the most esoteric themes in Chas. Whenever there's a turn nitten and two parties don't agree on the facts that happened in a case, it could be true legabi mazik, it could be true legabi halvo, and it's true also legabi shmira. The Mishnah uses, like we said, the framework of shmira. So we'll try to go through the Mishnah, understand the framework, the cheshbon begidu shmira, and then we'll explore some of the underlying ideas that are over here mitzad the dinim of momen amutu b'sofik. Hashoelas hapora, a person borrows a cow. Sounds so far pretty straightforward. Shimon borrows from Reuven. However, it wasn't as straightforward as just borrowing a cow for a day. Sho'olo chatzi hayoim uschoro chatzi hayoim. Reuven says to Shimon, look, I'm glad to do you a favor, but Lamaisa, I have somebody who'd rent the cow for a half a day. The other half a day, I don't have any clients. I'd be glad to give it to you as a favor. We're friends. But for the half a day, I need a cover. I can't take a loss on that half a day. So they make up that it's going to be a she'ela chatzi hayoim, and it's going to be a schiris for chatzi hayoim. Or she'ela hayoim uschor lamacha. Same idea. Today, tomorrow. Or there are two cows. He needs to plow a field. Shimon needs two cows. He says, one of them, I have a customer who's going to rent it. So I could lend you one. I'll rent you the other one. Socher achas v'shol achas v'meso. Hamashal oimer shu'ul l'meso. Now we're going to get to where the Torah v'nitin is. Where's the discrepancy in what happened? The shoyel wants to patter himself up. The animal died. Is a p'tur l'gabi shemichinim and shemisocher and oisi socher. It's not a p'tur, because it's like an oinis, by a shoyl. Now, we just want to add, which is something we've spoken out, that this mesa means the animal stam dropped dead. It wasn't mesa machmas melocha. If I lend somebody a car, and the car gave out, not because I did anything wrong, so I'm not chayiv, because I can't be chayiv on having to replace a car if the person who lent me a car, he wanted to do me a favor. L'maisa, he gave me a car with a bad transmission. The transmission gave out. That's his problem. That's a mesa machmas melocha. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a regular mesa. The animal died. So it's a chayiv like every chayiv einsim. A ganav also is chayiv. If the animal died, it's chayiv an einsim. Now, where's the discrepancy in what happened? Hamashal oy meshu'ula mesa. The mashal, of course, lefit stodoy, wants to say that the shu'ula mesa, this is the case where there are two animals, biyoyim shahoyse shu'ula mesa, on the day when it was a shu'ula, bishah shahoyse shu'ula mesa, in the hours that it was a shu'ula. V'halo oymer, Shimon, who borrowed, says, any idea? Chayiv, he's chayiv. Now, we're not going to discuss now the Toyim V'nitin, but the Chesh Min HaDvarim is, Toshteit, that when the Mashal says, Tainis Bori, and the Shoyal says, any idea, he's chayiv. And this needs an explanation. Does that tell us that Bori V'shemo, if a Teveya is a Bori, and a Shema is a Nitva, is a Shema, that is always Chayiv? If Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, Shimon says, I don't know, I don't remember. He's always Chayiv? Sounds like it. The Gemara is going to ask that as a Kasha on the Mandomer, and this is the way we pass him, that Bori V'shemo, la Bori Odev. We say, my Tzimach of Alvaraya. Let's go right. HaSoyche Oimer, Schura Meso. The Soyche says that the Schura died. B'yayim shoyis eschura meso. B'shoh shoyis eschura meso. These three cases. V'aloi oime eni yedea. In this case, the shoe is on the other foot. The nitva is the one who's sure of himself. He's the bari. The shema over here is the tevea. That's for sure that a shema can't be moitzi momen from a bari. This, by the way, is the more, should be the more practical case, because usually the one who's going to know when and which died is usually the Seicher, not the Masker. It was in the Seicher's barn. So this is the more Pashta case, and in this case, it's Taka Pashta that is Potter. The Kasha that we asked is only on the first case. Ze'oi Mish'ula, ve'ze'oi Mish'ura. So here what it sounds like is both of them are Bori. He's saying for sure it was the Sh'ula, and Yechayiv. Ze'oi Mish'ura, and I'm Potter, and he's for sure. Over here, the mission doesn't say Chayiv, doesn't say Potter. It says Yishova HaSeicher Sh'ura Mesa. So in the first two cases, the same thing about a shul, just said either chayiv or potter, depending on who's the bari and who's the shemen. Over here, the bari or bari, the halach is that he's nishba and he's potter. And this, we'll see also, is not kipshutoi. And what's the hezber? So we have to work it out. The fourth case, zeh oy me'en yedea, v'zeh oy me'en yedea. Bari. We just spoke about in the third case. Bori v'shema's case one and case two. The fourth case is Shema v'shema. The halacha is over there, yach loiku. And this needs a hesper. Where does this din yach loiku come from? Is this by every suffix? And if it's by every suffix, maybe it should be by Bori v'shema as well. So there's a lot in this mission that needs hesper. Let's go slowly. Like we said before, the Gemara has a basic question over here. The ratio that seems to say that where the teveya is a Bori in the Shema, is the nitva as a shema, would seem to indicate that Bari v'shema, Bari Odev. We don't pass him that way. It's machlek so nachron of huna. The Gemara asked the shaila. L'chera, it's a mishnah before Eshes, the bari v'shema. The bari could be maitzimam from the shema. Because of this kasha, the Gemara sticks in a whole nother element over here into this mishnah that's not mavur in the mishnah. When we're talking about one pora that was shalo chatzi ayoyim, was chora chatzi ayoyim, v'chulei, the Gemara is maimid the case of the mishnah over here that Be'etzim we're talking about that the mashal gave the shoyl two behemoths. On one of them, he was definitely a shoyl, and it was definitely nensa b'sha sheila, and there's definitely a chiv. There's two porois, could have been chayiv $200. $100, he's definitely chayiv. The shayla is only madinoi u'machiyuvoi on the second one. Because of that, this is a classic moide b'miktas. The halacha is, at least the way we paskin, it's really a machloikis in Masechet Shavuos, but we paskin, that if a person, Reuven is tevei Shimon $100, and Shimon's moide that he owes 50. The other 50 he doesn't remember. So even though bari v'shem, the bari itself can't be moitzi, but a moide b'miktas, even if he would say he doesn't owe the other 50, he'd be chayiv shvua d'oraisa, because a moide b'miktas. M'chuyiv shvua ve'en ne'yochel l'shova mishalem. So over here also, the nitva, the shoyl, is definitely mechuyiv on one. The second one he is not sure about. He's a mechuyiv shvua v'eni yochel lishova, and that's why the Mishnah says that he's chayiv, not because of the Bar Yishem itself. Now there is a famous kasha, which really cuts to the heart of Hilcha Shmira, which starts posach b'rishonim, it's a tosfos with a ritva. The hachova of the Indian is a shachin reish tzadik aleph with a ktsois and shin mem. Maybe perhaps the Iker Maramokim in Hilchus Shomrim in the Rishonim and Achronim, and that is, that would be another way to explain this Mishnah. Even though we said that Bari V'Shem is not Chayiv, that's only where Reuven is Tevei Shimon $100. Shimon says, I don't know if I owe you. What happens if Shimon says, I mask him that I borrowed, any day imparati, I don't know if I paid back. There the halach is, because there's a Cheskes Chiyuv, the Borit Bitziruf with the Cheskes Chiyuv could definitely be Machayiv. If that's the case, so we should say that over here the Teveh says, look, I gave you a behemah. You're a mechuyivoy medes. The shaila is only whether you became potter. You certainly were mechuyiv to return me the potter intact. The shaila is whether you became potter. That's not an any adem this chayafti. That's an any adem parati. V'chi agavna bari v'shema should be chayiv. Ishtey do, the Rishonim pull out from me, and the Ktzois is marchiv this, that vice dois, that a shomer is not a mechuyiv ve'oimedes from the etzem fact that he was mekabel shmira. Either the way to explain it is that the etzem chiyuv shomerim, and let's say a shomer loses something, the shibud nechosim on the chayv that he has to pay only starts later when the behemah gets lost. And over here we don't know if a nensa happened on a behemah sheula, so we don't know if there's a chiyuv. He's not a mechuyiv v'imedes. He's a maybe mechuyiv, maybe not mechuyiv. B'chia gadna, that's any edem nischayafti, not any edem imparati. That would be one nusach. The other nusach would be, even if the shibud nechosim is chal l'mafreya, mishas the etzem sheila from the when he took responsibility for the pikadon, but the etzem chiyuv is not a mechuyiv v'imedes because the parah intact, haresh l'cholof anecho. That's the famous diyun over here. So that explains to us the first case, why Bari V'Shem over here is Chayiv, because it's really an Eini Yedeya on a Mechuy Yishuv V'Eini Yochel Lishava. One more Nakuda is that there's a few cases over here in the Reisha. Of Bari V'Shem, there's a few cases. One case is with his one behemoth, and there's a Shailo because it was Chatziyoyim Chatziyoyim or Hayoyim U'Mocher. The third case is where the Mashal gave the Shoel actually two behemoths. He says Sh'ula Meso, he says Chura Meso. The Gemara makes the Kimta over there in the same vein, not we're talking about two behemoths, we're talking about three behemoths. One of them for sure died. One of them he's giving back. And the question is, which one died? So the Gemara amends that by saying, no, Mesu Shtayim Mehem. So there's for sure one that died that he's a Mechuyiv. The second one that died, it's not clear, but it's Shulo Skura, and there's another behemoth that he's giving back. Says the Pashto Shaila. Why does the Gemara have to say we're talking about three behemoths? Say we're talking about two behemoths. One of them died, and now the Shaila is, one of them died, and one of them is giving back. The one he's giving back should be the Hadav Mikzas. That means he says he owes one, and here, he hands it back to him. The second one that died, you have the machlokes. Why is that not a Maidim Mikzas? And on that, the answer is the sugya in the beginning above Mitziah that's called Helech. Maidim Mikzas is only when Ruvain says, okay, I owe you 50. The other 50, I don't agree. So Mimele, he's a Mechuyiv on 50. He's a not Mechuyiv on 50. In that case, there's a Shuas Maidim Mikzas. What happens where Ruvain is Tever Shimon for 100? Shimon says, the 50? Here, he gives him the 50. The other 50, that I disagree with. That's called Helech. Helech means here it is. Because of that, it becomes ois part of the Toin Vinit, and there's no discussion on it. Here it is. And now there's a discussion on 50. On that 50, he's a Kaifer Bakoil. There's no Shvur. Over here also. If the Shoimer, the Shoyel, says, here's the Paro, and now let's discuss the other one. I say Shkura Mesa, you say Shula Mesa, that's called a Kaifer Bakoil, not a Medivixis. Mel, you have to say three Parois. Two died, one of them for sure is Mechuyiv. The discussion, the disagreement is about the second one. That's the Hezber of the first Chelik of the Mishnah of Bari Vishem. The second Chelik of the Mishnah where the Teveya is a Shema and the Bari is the Nitva is a Bari, the Mishnah just says Potter. There's no need to make a Shvur either. And the reason for that is because where Reuven is Tevei Shimon, B'teiras, his Tvia is B'teiras Shema, and Shimon answers back as a Bari, not only is he not Mechuyiv to pay, but he's also not Mechuyiv to make a Shvua. For a Tevei to be Tevei, a Shvua from a Nitva, he has to lodge, he has to say to Tvia's Bari. Over here there's no Tvia's Bari, there's no Chiyiv Shvua either. The third Chiyiv in the Mishnah, Ze Oimer, here we have a din of a shvur. Doesn't say just potter. He has to make a shvur, and with that he's potter. He's not automatically chayiv, but he has the regular din of a shomer with his doubt what happened. The halach is he can potter himself with the shvur. So what are we talking about? So again, we have the three cases in the Mishnah. One case, whether the animal died b'shah shahisa shu'ula or b'shah shahisa or on those cases, you'll explain Kipshutai. You have a Shiloh over here, what happened with the animal. Everybody's maskim. Reuven and Shimon both agree that an animal was entrusted to Shimon. The Shiloh is whether now the animal is missing, whether it was Nifsad, Boifin HaMechayevis, or Boifin HaPotos. So that's a Tvi of a Mafkid. It's a Ptur of a Nifka to pater himself with a Shvuah. The third case is problematic. The case with his two behemois, one was Schura and one was Sh'ula, the Shalas, which one died. Here's L'chayv, if there's a Tvias Bari, the Kvira is also a Bari. He says that the Schura died. So why L'chayv, the Yeshav HaSoich Schura Meis is Kipshutai. On that, the Rav explains that you can't say it Kipshutai. Why? We have a klal called Tarnu B'chitim V'hoideloi B'sa'irin, which means Reuven is Tevei Shimon. The Mishnah in Bava Kama and Shvuas. Reuven is Tevei Shimon on a Kav of Chitin. Shimon is Moida that he owes Reuven a Kav of Sairin. Now, the Chitin is more expensive than Sairin. The should be a Moida B'miktsas. The Gemara is Mechadish that no, they're not talking to each other. Claim A from Reuven, Shimon doesn't deny. Well, Shimon's not talking about that. And the hoido of Shimon is not a hoido on something that Reuven was tever. Not only that, we paskin, at this part is already machlokes tanoim, that Shimon is potter even on the sairim, because Shimon wasn't moida on that which Reuven claimed. It's as if Reuven wasn't tever Shimon on that which Shimon was moida. He's moida that Shimon's hoido is not correct, so Mele Shimon doesn't have to pay. So there's no payment. So over here, you have a tvi on one animal, and you have a kvir on the other animal. So because of that, the Gemara explains the din of the Mishnah with a twist. When the mafkid is being tever, the soicher, the nifkad, that sheula mesa, he's also being tever, and on what you said, that the schura mesa, at least you're mechuyev to be nishba to me, that it was mesa kedarka, that every shemah that wants to pat himself has to be nishba. So agav, that you could be nishma, you're moided to me that you say schuru meis, you're potter, but you're moided to me that you owe a shvua. So you owe a shvua, and begilgal of the shvua, that meisa kedarka, on the schura, you mechuyiv to be nishma to me, that the shu'ula was not meisa. This is the way the Gemara explains it based on the Rishayim. So that's the third case. The fourth case, Ze'oi me'eni yedev, Ze'oi me'eni yedev, where both of them are Shema yachloiku. And this is something that we haven't seen before. What's yachloiku exactly? So this, the Gemara explains, is the psak of sumchis. Momen hamutu b'sofik yachloiku. We had a mission like this in Perek Shoshanagul Sapporo, in the fifth Perek in Bava Kama, where the Tana sumchis holds that in certain cases where there's a dror d'mamoyne. Dror d'mamoyne means where there's a sofik, chlorosofik b'fanenu. Which means that both of them are the two animals over here. They're not having a back and forth about the reality of there were two animals and that there's a suffix, which one? The suffix of which one is being given back is bifoneinu. And because of that, there's a mokoim to say yachloiku, not just to say amaitzim mechavel v'raya. Again, there's no mechayev of shvu over here because they're both any yedea. There's no chiv momen because both of them are any yedea. What's left over here is Momen Amutu B'Sofik. According to the Chachom, the Halach is Seif Kol Seif HaMaitzim Mechavel V'Rai, according to Sumchis, since the Sofik is B'Foneinu. So rather, we see that as a Sofik, which is Mechayev Psak Din Chaluka. It's hard to understand exactly what that means. Sumchis doesn't argue on the idea of HaMaitzim Mechavel V'Rai, even though the Gemara does express it by saying the Chachomim hold Amaitzim Mechavel V'Rai. That just means the Chachom hold that the rule of Amaitzim Mechavel V'Rai wins in every case. According to Sumchis, by certain Sveikos, we'll hear Yachloiku, the Loshen of Tosfos Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis is that when the Sofik is Bafanenu, it's as if Travayu Oichsim Boit. Kilo, we see both of them as Mukzokim, sort of like Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, which is what the Rishenu explained over there. Since both of them are mukzokim in the sofik, so you make chaluk over here also, sumchis holds, that when there's a sofik of borer bifoneinu, not based on their tainus, the sofik is, jumps off the story. The bezin sees the sofik, it's two animals, nobody knows which one is which. So the sofik is right here bifoneinu, we see that as a shnayim oichsim boy, and we see that as a siba for a psak chaluka. Again, we don't pass them that way. So these are the four cases, and we've gone through a lot of the different nidonim in Toyin V'Nitin in the context of the tainus of the mafkin and the nifkin over here.